So today we don't have Andrew. This means I'm doing the office hour with
Emma. Esme. Emma.
That's right. Those are my two daughters, or two of my three daughters, Etta and Esme Wilson Bates. Esme, how old are you? And Etta, how old are you?
Two.
And Esme, what's your favorite thing?
Hugging.
And Etta, what's your favorite thing?
Hugging.
Well, there you have it. All right, so since we don't have Andrew, I thought I'd talk about something that pertains to both of those two young ladies and myself, which is academic parenthood and specifically academic fatherhood. And I want to preface by saying that I'm a third-generation academic. So my grandfather was a professor at the University of the South. My father was a professor at St. Mary's College of Maryland. And I'm currently a postdoc, obviously, at the Georgia Institute of Technology. All of us had children, and all of us have had to navigate the sort of relationships in academia, although I'm the first to have a wife who is also a professor, Candace Wilson, at the University of North Georgia. And I guess part of this starts with being. Oh yeah, you got pink? That's a good color. Do you need another color?
Yeah, pink.
Pink? You made pink with white and red.
I don't see pink.
Well, maybe mix it up some more and see what you can do, okay? One of the conceits of this episode is obviously the difficulty of doing work with children as my particular co-hosts. So what I found really interesting about this from very early when Candace and I decided that we were going to have children while we were both in grad school, from the moment that Candace was pregnant, I found her colleagues, her committee, and people around her questioned her, well, how are you going to balance this? How are you going to handle childcare? How is this going to not impede your professional development? Whereas my colleagues largely said, hey, congratulations. Wow, that's so exciting. And I didn't receive a single question about how I was going to handle the things. I think because the kind of institutional understanding and certainly the cultural understanding is that it's a woman's job to take care of children. And this, it strikes me, at the very least anecdotally, that this is sort of the trend, that women suffer these setbacks much more than men. And there's a lot of really interesting pieces lately about institutional bias. If you look up parenting in academia, their numbers are legion. But there was a couple pieces that I've seen recently that I wanted to at least sort of mention as part of this conversation. Yeah, what is it? In trying to show how difficult it is to produce a podcast while taking care of two children, this might not be the best podcast. But so anyway, Think Progress, the site, article by Aviva Shen, talked about how course evaluations skew such that men who set high standards in class are, scare quotes, brilliant geniuses, while women are considered aggressive or at best feisty. And she cites a study from Benjamin Schmidt at Northeastern University, who actually was able to chart student bias towards male professors on Rate My Professor. There's also an interesting piece in the Times recently by Apoorva Mandavilli about a neuroscientist at Princeton named Yael Niv, who's quantifying sort of the lack of representation of women and especially the sciences and academia across the same kind of bias. And then there's an interesting piece in the Times Higher Education Supplement by Dale Edwin Murray about parenthood that covers a lot of these different scenarios. And the inspiration for this was a piece in the Telegraph called Why Men Don't Want to Have It All by Toby Young, which was about how men actually don't want to spend more time with their children at all, and that these assumptions, we might think that they happen across a number of different valences. One, institutionally, there's an assumption that women will take care of children more, such that maternity leave is the conversation. Paternity leave is sort of an interesting kicker in that conversation because it's almost assumed that men wouldn't take leave in that same way. Or if they did, it would be something that would come after that first fight of giving women more time to care for children. Part of what I think is really interesting, and perhaps I'll simply say this thesis. What is it, Etta?
I'm done.
Do you want another piece of paper? Do you wanna say anything to the computer?
That.
There we go. Nailed it. Okay. Yeah, you can say something too.
I love you.
Well, that's really nice, Esme. Okay, sit down. I'll give you each a new piece of paper. You want to draw this time?
I don't want to draw this time.
You still want to be painting? Oh, I love that painting, Etta. That is really cool.
It's rainbow.
That was a rainbow?
Yeah.
This is my thesis. And it may well be that this is how the podcast ends, in hopes of being rejuvenated in some future time. That it strikes me that academic fathers of this generation are in a unique position because they're trained as male academics to focus on the work, and a sort of consuming focus that often excludes other forms of care or maintenance. And it strikes me that culturally and institutionally, we're encouraged to think about it as being okay to indulge in that sort of pure work ethic. This sort of monkish pursuit conflicts with a shift towards equal parenting responsibility. And so there's this question of, like, how does awareness of sort of institutional privilege, cultural privilege, histories of patriarchy affect how people operate inside of a system that actively benefits them? And I think that this is one of the sort of conundrums of being a male academic, a male father academic at the moment. So I hope this was enlightening and perhaps even a little bit enjoyable, and I'm sure everyone will be very excited to get Andrew back next week. Thanks so much.
The Office Hour is produced by Andrew Marzoni and Tobias Wilson-Bates. Burton Fellows in the Writing and Communication Program at the Georgia Institute of Technology. To find out more about the topics discussed, see our page at textile.lmc.gatech.edu. Thanks for listening!